Hi there, and welcome to this podcast of Thinking It Through with Dr. Naidu, child psychiatrist. Fix It Friday. So if you've noticed, this episode is coming out on a Friday. So I had this idea to post some bonus podcasts where I would turn in a parenting fail into a fix it. Because as you know, although I'm a child psychiatrist, and I've been studying and practicing child psychiatry for a long time, I've only recently become a parent, and I'm a new parent. You know, my oldest is 5, my youngest is 3, and I'm still learning in that process. So I figured I could use this opportunity in podcasting to think through a parenting fail and figure out how I can make it a fix it, and that maybe sharing that with you could also give you some tools and strategies, because we're all a work in progress, right? And part of my role with doing this podcast is to help myself to become a better parent as well. So here we go, our first Fix It Friday. So let me tell you a story. Just this afternoon, my sons were eating lunch. Both of them had their meal in front of them, and they wanted to go outside. So my younger son is eating his food, and my older son, Gavin, takes a couple nibbles and then says, "Mom, I'm going to go outside." So I say, "No, it's not outside time. It is lunchtime. When you're done eating, then you can go outside." So what does he do? What does a 5-year-old do? He grumbles, he groans, he gets mad. I say, "Gavin, come on, just take 5 bites, and then you can go outside." So Gavin grumbles some more, then he takes a tater tot, he squishes in his hand, and he takes another tater tot, and he throws it at me. So I get upset, and I say, "Gavin, please pick up the tater tots, eat 5 bites of your food, and then you can go outside." He grumbles, continues to grumble, and then eventually he eats his 5 bites of food, picks up the tater tots, and goes outside. So then I say, "Gavin, what do you say?" He says, "Sorry." Right? Not saying sorry, Mom, in a nice, pleasant way, but grumbles sorry. So I say, "Gavin, what do you say?" And he says, "Sorry." Again, not saying sorry, Mom. I proceed to follow him and ask him to say, "Gavin, say sorry, Mom." Then he says, "Sorry, Mom," and has a meltdown outside. So clearly this is a parenting fail, right? I should have stopped myself at various times during this story to do things a little bit differently. So how do I change this fail into a fix it? What I could have done was, one, when he initially said, "Mom, I want to go outside," after he took a couple of nibbles of food, decided, is it worth asking him to eat more food or just let him go outside? But I wanted him to eat the food, so I let it become a battle versus just let him do what he wanted to do. So what else could I have done? Two, I could have said, "Just eat your 5 bites and let it be," and not add in the extra piece of lecturing. What I also could have done was that, three, after he did grumble but then eat his food, I could have, after he picked up the tater tots, not followed him, not asked him to say sorry, not asked him to say sorry, Mom. I could have just been satisfied with him saying, with him picking up the tater tots and leave it be. So going forward for the next week until next Friday, I'm going to keep these in mind so that if there's another episode of grumbling going on, that I'm mindful about how I interact with him to decide, one, whether it's worth the battle, two, be concrete and stick to what I'm requesting him to do, and three, if he does it, not pile things on. Because I think in this situation, I ended up piling on a couple of things that just fanned the fire. When if I just stopped, when he picked up the tater tots and let it be, whatever it was, maybe it would have reduced and stopped a meltdown. So that was my Fix It Friday in under 5 minutes. I hope you enjoyed it, and tune in next time for another episode of Thinking It Through with Dr. Naidu, child psychiatrist, or another Fix It Friday. See you soon. Bye.